Hello and welcome again to Engage with the Bible. Today's text is taken from Mark chapter 7, and we're reading verses 31 to 37.
Then Jesus left the vicinity of Tyre and went through Sidon, down to the Sea of Galilee, and into the region of the Decapolis. There some people brought to him a man who was deaf and could hardly talk, and they begged him to place his hand on the man. After he took him aside, away from the crowd, Jesus put his fingers into the man's ears. Then he spit and touched the man's tongue. He looked up to heaven and with a deep sigh said to him, "Ephphatha," which means, "be opened." At this, the man's ears were opened. His tongue was loosened and he began to speak plainly. Jesus commanded them not to tell anyone, but the more he did so, the more they kept talking about it. People were overwhelmed with amazement. "He has done everything well," they said. "He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak."
Our focus is on verse 36. The more they kept talking about it. This is one of those wonderful moments when people were overwhelmed with amazement at what Jesus had done and simply could not keep quiet. Jesus was aware of the dangers of having people see him just as a miracle worker, and so he tried to avoid too much publicity about the healings he brought to people's lives. But when your life is transformed, it's difficult to keep quiet. It's sad when the passage of time makes our experience of Jesus lose its impact or become too familiar to talk about with any enthusiasm. Perhaps it's because our last experience of the Holy Spirit in our lives is some time ago, and what we need is a fresh encounter with him today. Well, let's come to him with open hands and a willing heart. Let's receive from him today and then get talking to others about what he has done for us. A prayer. Lord Jesus, please let me have a fresh experience of you at work in my life so that I can tell others about what you have done for me. In your name I ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.